Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're on Blog Talk Radio. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest new entertainment source.
Okay, back at it again. Let's see. So you actually brought up something that we should talk about, which was which aspect of Kanye West will we be discussing today?
Well, let me preface this by saying that I don't necessarily want to talk about him because we've been talking about him for decades at this point.
I never want to talk about him. I never want to.
But, like, I guess he's one of those people, like, I just am not surprised by anything he says at this point. But, like, I think we need to at least discuss the blatant anti-Semitism and other craziness. Sorry, I'm just walking in my apartment.
Okay, so what's the... I'm only half filled in on this because I know one of the things that he just did, but the Jew thing I haven't heard.
So
what happened with the Jews?
I don't have everything right in front of me. Hold on, like literally just walking in my apartment.
Oh.
but he posted some conversation he was having with Diddy, where
Puffy?
Yes.
Oh God, that dude is all right. That conversation right there is something that I will probably never in my heart of hearts be able to care about because I hate fucking Puffy.
I mean,
so
I'm not
much.
I care about it.
No, I know. I know. I mean, obviously I care about it for the sake of like comedy and shit like that, but man.
Right.
It's just two people that I could do without.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I think Puffy was more of the sympathetic figure in this case, which is kind of scary.
Oh God. Okay, go on. So what's going on? So Kanye West is having a conversation with Sean Combs.
Yeah.
Whatever iteration of his name.
As soon as my computer will load.
So what is Sean Combs calling himself now? Is it still Diddy?
I think it's still Diddy. I think so.
Yeah. Well, we haven't. One thing I do miss is every couple of years him letting us know which nickname he's chosen. I do miss that about him.
Okay. So I have a news article from BBC saying that Kanye West's Twitter and Instagrams were locked over anti-Semitism.
Right.
Am I going to be able to actually see the post? That's the question.
Okay. Well, while you're loading, the one thing that he did that I do know about that's really ridiculous is the White Lives Matter shirt. Did you see that?
Well, yes. That happened before the anti-Semitism thing, but yes.
Okay. So we can talk about that first then. since the anti-Semitism comes after that. So what I know.
Give me 1 second, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm reading the article. So yeah. So this is after he wore the All Lives Matter shirt. Diddy posted a video saying he did not rock with that.
Right.
He said, don't wear the shirt, don't buy the shirt, don't play with the shirt. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
And so then Kanye posted a text conversation that he had with Diddy.
No.
In which Kanye said, I didn't like our convo. I'm selling these tees. Nobody can get in between me and my money. And Diddy told him to stop selling the shirts. And Kanye replied, I'm going to use you as an example to show the Jewish people that told you to call me that no one can threaten or influence me.
Oh, my God. He's off the rails.
Basically feeding into that whole, like, Jews control everybody kind of narrative.
Good fucking guy, man. He's going all the crazy places. Like, that's, whenever somebody flips the fuck out, you know, I mean, Mel Gibson was like the Jew guy, right?
Right. Yep.
He was the Jew guy. He was the guy.
I know.
He was the guy.
But yeah,
he was the dude
that
he was plastered and he got pulled over by the cops. He was like, fuck the Jews too. Everybody hates white Christians. And that was what Mel did. And now Kanye is also in his dementia or whatever he's doing, he's now targeted the Jews as well.
Right. But feeding into that theory, which is out there, which is a crazy fucking theory, that there's like this like sect of Jews that are like controlling Hollywood.
Yeah, the secret Jewish Hollywood cabal. Yep.
Right. Who are also probably the ones fucking children in pizzerias.
Yeah, yeah. The ill Juminati, I think, is what they're called.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So
that's what he did in the regards of Jews, of what he's done to the Jews, is that he's just basically he's made references to the secret powerful Jewish cabal.
Right. And I'm sure there's other stuff in there, but yeah, but that's the one I saw, the conversation between
What triggered. Okay.
Yeah.
Because what triggered me was what he did before that, which is the shirt itself.
Right.
Because that wasn't that is a direct offshoot of the All Lives Matter crowd, not the exact same thing. And it's so disappointing coming from that guy, just because I still have the image burned into my brain of Mike Myers looking super uncomfortable while Kanye started spouting off on a charity show about how George Bush doesn't care about black people, which he was right about.
Yep. Yeah, after Katrina.
And that was one of the things that made me pay attention to him back in the day, is because, those things are always like bullshit. Fucking, the way that they do them is very structured and what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of that word.
The relief effort in general, it's very. Yeah, I don't
it's
want to
like
say it's
sober.
Like,
it's a very sober. It's like a very sober thing. Yeah, and it's highly regulated, and everything is it's tradition, and the way everybody looks super serious and asking for help for these people, and Kanye was like, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not gonna do that. He's like, there is a problem. And the president doesn't care about black people, and I'm just say that shit. And it was brave, and it was right, you know. And it was shocking because you're not used to somebody actually speaking any kind of real truth on a telethon type shit. That's not what they're there for.
Right.
you know. So
yeah,
that,
a smile and, a
and that was part of the Kanye that I was attracted to. That was part
that.
Of the
exactly.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah, that was you know, I was down with that, you know, as shocking as it was, because I really don't pay attention to those things anyway.
Right.
But as shocking as it was, it was, I thought it was necessary, and it was part of a respect that I had for the dude. And now all of his actions are saying the exact opposite. And his words, he's even saying, he said that slavery was a choice. And
right.
I tried, when he said that, I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. I thought, this is a guy who maybe is misunderstood by people. Maybe he doesn't word things the right way. He's you know, he may not necessarily be really good at speaking about the things that matter to him, which I
yeah.
think that's been proven quite a few
right.
times over. So I'm like, okay, so maybe what he's trying to say is that the slave mentality is a choice, that, you know, instead, maybe looking to the future and what we can build together. That's what my head was telling me, because I thought, like, nobody could be this fucking stupid.
Right.
You know, like, I was like, no, this guy who has proven to be a champion of sorts and a fantastic musician, nope, he could not be this fucking dense and stupid and ignorant. There's no way. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt with the slavery is a choice thing. I thought maybe he was just trying to say, don't get buried in your past. You know, you can't look to everybody for handouts, whatever, which I don't, doesn't necessarily mean I agree with what he's saying either, but I thought, okay, it's, yeah. Yeah,
like
that made,
follow,
it made
like where he was coming
right.
from.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, but the shit that he said since then has just made it 1,000 times worse
right.
for that, which means that my generosity of the heart to give him the benefit of the doubt was misguided, because the dude has just pissed everything away, and culminating with, I mean, first off, him having anything to positive to do with Donald Trump is a giant red flag for anybody.
Totally.
For anyone.
Yeah, for real. Yep.
You know, and that's something that this show is, we don't like Donald Trump, and we've disliked Donald Trump for our entire lives. This is a non-Trump
right.
show. It always will be. Nobody
right.
on the show has ever liked Trump for any fucking reason. We know who he is. We know where he's from. So this fucking
yep.
guy, this guy who is a you know, considered a leader of the black community, especially by himself, he goes to Donald Trump and basically fawns over him. Just
right.
completely, oh, you know, Trump is, if you're willing to listen to this guy's ideas, and the only fucking person I can think of that actually would listen to this guy's ideas is Donald Trump. Because they're fucking
right.
insane. He's the type of guy that Kanye West could be like, oh, let's put laser beams on giraffes. and fucking, and Donald Trump be like, yeah, that's a good idea. That's, yeah, no, that's great. It's bigly,
right.
bigly. What a bigly idea. Let's get it done.
Tremendous.
Tremendous. We have the best ideas. We have just the best ideas. And the best people.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Like, it's, that was bizarre. And now, so now we have the White Lives Matter t-shirt, which I just watched a video yesterday of a kid holding up a Black Lives Matter sign on the streets of some town in America. And honestly, I don't care where the fuck it is, because
I
know that's not isolated. I know
it's
not isolated.
It's like in Arkansas or something, but I'm pretty sure we saw the same
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like, I personally don't even want to know where the fuck that was, but
right.
It doesn't matter where it was, just because this is not, I guarantee you that this is happening or has happened in countless other towns. This is not fucking isolated incident. So this kid, so he holds up the BLM sign, and man, the level, I was actually shocked by the level of naked racism. Like, that's still shocking to me. Not the subtle white people racism, you know, not the hinting at go back to where you came from, like the full on aggressive suggestions and the epithets were like, I still get uncomfortable seeing that, even though we've heard that shit our whole lives.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of people that took time out.
Well, yeah, a lot of threatening language. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was fucked up. So I'm coming off of that, and then I see Kanye West in his fucking White Lives Matter T-shirt, and I'm like, even as a joke, even as a troll, that's still fucked up, bro.
Right. The BLM thing is crazy because, like, I mean, I think if 5 years ago somebody had the opinion that, I don't even know how to characterize it, but whatever, BLM is illegitimate or BLM is this or that. Like, if you had that opinion 5 years ago, I obviously would not have agreed with you. But I feel like I could at least understand maybe some of the skepticism around, you know, especially if you're in, like, your, like, little bubble, your white bubble, like, you don't really see how everything is going down. And maybe on some level...
Yeah, I guess the news,
Right. But, like, but now, like, I don't understand. Like at that point, you're just intentionally burying your head in the sand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw that video, too, of that kid with the BLM sign, and I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, how is this still so prevalent?
I understand what you're saying, and I don't. I mean, pretty much, you know, we've all known most of our lives that black folks have been given a shit deal. We knew that.
Right.
We grew up around black folks, with black folks. You know, mm-hmm. We were definitely in a very multicultural city, and honestly, like,
even,
I do mean multicultural.
Even having said that, though, I don't think growing up, I didn't fully grasp, like, what they were dealing with. Because, like, in my head, like, we all grew up in a poor town. So in my head, I'm like, okay, we're all kind of like in this shithole. But, like, I didn't fully appreciate, like, what they had gone through, which, again, goes back to, like, you know, how...
Well, that's the level,
like,
of education there is about it. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I didn't mean to say that I was the wisest man in the world, that I knew everything about it. But we did grow up knowing that slavery happened, at the very least.
Yeah.
The radiation from that, the evolution of what has happened since slavery and technically what's still happening, we could not grasp that as children. That had to be something
that we
figured out as adults, both through experience and learning that we would not find inside the schools, because there is definitely a woeful... That's why it pisses me off so much when people give shit about black history, like, oh, they get their own history month. Do you guys know, like, the history is awful, but it's a rich fucking history in this country.
Yeah.
They fought for what they have now. Fought for it. To the individual, dude.
Right.
You know, not just, not even just groups women. They're individual people were fighting on their own for this thing.
Right. Yep.
You know, like that's there's so much that people could learn from that. You know, subjugated. I don't mean to sound excited when I'm talking about this, but it's just I don't get why people wouldn't want to learn about this shit.
Right.
A whole race of people were subjugated, and while they're not slaves now, there's still so many awful things that they're dealing with because of that. Because of mentality,
sure.
which we saw on the fucking on that video.
Yep.
Anytime somebody wants to tell me that you know, black folk have it easy or whatever, like, hold up a BLM sign. Hold it up.
Right.
Go down to your fucking local corner and hold it up. And I would stake money that even in more multicultural areas, you're still going to have motherfuckers coming up and doing that shit. Maybe not as bad.
Sure. Right. Yeah. It might not be as pronounced, but it will be there for sure.
So I see that. And then I see White Lives Matter, and all lives matter is a trigger for me. I've written so much about it. I've probably posted at least like 20 things talking about it. That drives me crazy because nobody seems to be grasping that silent two at the end of the phrase Black Lives Matter. Like it's implied
right.
by the phrase Black Lives Matter.
Right.
That Black lives need to matter as much as white lives. We black
exactly.
people are saying we matter too, not black
right.
lives matter more than white lives
and
matter.
White people don't, right.
the subtlety is
saying,
not there for them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when that phrase, you know, first started gaining popularity a few years ago, if you didn't fully comprehend that, like, at the time, like, okay, I can kind of see maybe where you didn't fully connect the dots on that, but like
right.
I don't understand how that's still the case in 2022, almost 2023. Like at this point, you're just being purposely, you know, negligent.
Obtuse.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. I mean
right.
You can't even. That's just the thing. Even people in low-income areas, white folks in their low-income areas and shit, like that, this is, it's not like they've never seen black people on TV.
Right.
You know, it's not, even in the rural areas, I'm sure that the programming in those places tends to be on the white side, but I'm sure black folk can be seen on the TV and Asian folk. You know, these are people who exist, so some of their media must showcase this. And based
right.
on that fact alone, based on the fact that they can see on their white-leaning televisions that these people do exist and are Americans and are here, that just based on that alone, you should not be prejudiced against them. Because they exist
right.
as fellow countrymen on a basic level that's your understanding. They are your
yep.
countrymen. Based on that alone, when you see one in person, it shouldn't be a fucking shock to you.
Right.
Number one. Number two, there is no reason based on those hypotheses that you can't be nice to that person. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not foreign to you. You've seen it on television. So why are they so afraid of people of color? Why are they so afraid of it?
I wish I had a good answer to you. But then it goes back to the Kanye thing. Like that's to me 10 times worse because it's one thing to not have a ton of interaction with a group of people and having that mentality, but like I feel like it's another, and I don't want to, listen, I'm not speaking for black people, obviously, but like,
yeah.
Like you just said, like when Kanye first
two middle-aged white dudes representing
right.
black America.
Is this like, I don't know, is there a thing like black-splaining, like there is like mansplaining? But like,
white-splaining.
Yeah, but like you just said, like when Kanye first came out, like, he seemed like, you know, kind of like a champion for the people and for black people. And it's like for him to just do like a total 180 and turn his back on everybody. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's
I know, and he's,
the money or the fame or whatever, but like, I just don't understand how that happens.
He's got like, and he's like, he does this thing now called Sunday service. And that's, I think that's the other thing that's crazy in my head. When I think about Kanye, is that his lyrics used to be like, you know, snorting a line of coke off a black bud and you know, like you know, popping pills and shit. Like he was into some party shit at some point, and not even just that. Like, you know, he would rap things like about monogamy being like a crock of shit. You know, like they were concepts, there were ideas that he was pushing in his music, and it all seemed, it's just gone now. Like all of that acceptance and shit that he had and those lyrics, it's all gone. Now it's just, it's just God shit. It's just God shit after God shit after God shit. And, and I don't lean that way musically. That's not my shit.
Right. Right. Yeah, same here.
There's a few really good songs in the universe about God. A few really good ones. But that's, I'm not into, especially these songs that really, dude, nobody can say any new and original things about Jesus. It's over.
Right.
It's been over.
That.
It's been over for years, bro. Like my adopted Indian kid. I don't know if you ever met my like adopted brother Steven. But Lou had.
So.
No, I don't think so. But Louie had, and so this kid. Fuck, where was I going with that? Why did I bring that up? Oh yeah, so he was a super Christian kid. Yeah, he's a Marine. He was a Marine, and he was a super religious kid, which he's not anymore. But he was like a born again, and he would go to like this makeshift church down in the New York Film Academy in the city. It was just like a projector room that they rented out for like a few hours. That was his church.
Okay.
And basically, what they did was. They'd have a band and they'd just say Jesus over and over again. And that's what every song was.
Nice.
Every single song was just like, Jesus. And I like South Park has made fun of, I don't know if you ever saw the episode where South Park made fun of Christian rock songs, but they basically changed the words in love songs to Jesus.
Yeah.
So like, now it's all like it's all sexual about Jesus.
Yeah, wasn't that like the Faith Plus One?
That's Faith Plus One. Yep, you do remember.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Faith Plus One. Yep. So, like so all of these songs are literally just repetitive come-ons to Jesus. It's just.
Yeah,
it's trying to solicit Jesus, and it's so fucking boring, dude. Like I can't.
Right.
I understand wanting to be a part of something where everybody's feeling the same shit. Like, you know, people go to church sometimes because they feel like they're in the presence of God with other people who are worshiping the same time. I don't personally get that same thrill from sitting in one place and listening to droning fucking music. For a whole goddamn hour. Not my thing.
I will say.
I really. Yeah.
I will say that one of the results that have come out after the pandemic is the sort of omnipresence of virtual meetings and stuff like that. And
yeah, right.
Virtual church is so much better than being in person church. I'm just going to say that.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to look at it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you can get up and go to the kitchen and make yourself a snack.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an occasional churchgoer by proxy.
Well, that makes sense because your wife is more religious than you are.
Right. So, but having said that, yeah, it's very nice to be like, all right, let me, you know, my phone's 3 feet away from me if I need to grab it or... Yeah, if I want to get up and take a leak or get something to eat, I can't.
So what do you put it on? Do you put it on the TV or on your computer?
No, on the computer.
On the computer, yeah.
But it's so
bad.
Yeah,
well, you know.
Because, like, I feel bad because, like, her whole congregation is, like, old people. So there's, like, 20 people. There's, like, 20 people there on a given Sunday. Like, it's, I don't know. I feel bad.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know, I grew up Catholic, and Catholic is very well, – so did you. You're fucking Italian.
Yeah. Yeah.
And – but, like, Catholicism is so – it's so hinged and based on the ritual, you know? Like, there's – Catholicism has so much fucking ritual involved in it. It's just – it's traditions that don't matter, you know? Physically, they don't matter at all. Communion, your first communion, your first confession, all of that shit. You're all operating on things that you don't understand. That's what religion has always been to me as someone who considers themselves thoughtful. I just never could figure out why we were doing this. Like, 'cause nothing they would say, nothing anybody would tell me would make any sense either. Oh, it's faith. I like that. There's got to be more to that. There's got to be there is the world does not work on faith. I mean, it kind of does, but you can't expect to empty a gas tank in the middle of a highway and have faith that your engine isn't going to shit out.
Yeah,
like that's, you know, you can't go to the bank and have faith that God has put $1 million in, you know what I mean? Like
there's a point.
Right. There's a point where reason has to come into the equation because that's just the way the world works. And all we've ever done with knowledge is plummet for more knowledge. That's all we've ever done. So if you, I keep losing my goddamn thought processes here. Yeah, so we were talking about I'm so lost.
Well, we were just talking about knowledge. The people who have, like, blind faith that...
Oh, yeah, the knowledge aspect. So, like, what we have knowledge-wise is we don't know everything. We don't know how big the universe is. We keep saying it's infinite, but it's also expanding. That doesn't make any fucking sense. There's got to be a math equation to fucking explain that. Even though it's true, I don't understand how that works. Do you?
I do not.
So there are certain things that we just haven't known yet. And that's not to say that at some point there may be this giant, you know, bearded grandpa that comes down from the sky and is like, Hey guys, I've been here the whole time. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I don't have that knowledge.
Right.
But we'll find that out someday. Humans are literally just bridging the gaps between the big discoveries that we've made. And we just learn more and more and more about everything.
Like, and especially when we start talking about the people who are like in more of like the, I hate to use the word cult, but
rural
like
areas.
Those, like, you know, all right, the second coming is, like, imminent. Like, I think you also have a little bit of a narcissist to assume that, again, we're talking about 2,000 years of, you know, history.
Nothing, no communication whatsoever, yeah.
Right, and like, why is he going to come down now?
Like, yeah. What specific thing has happened? Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, that's still, I don't know if how much you know about Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson, but they're basically the doomsday.
Yeah.
The doomsday televangelist guys.
Doom. Right.
Those, dude, every single one of those televangelist guys is a giant piece of shit. All of them, Mick. Every single fucking one of those guys. And they're leeches, and they prey on the weak mm-hmm. and elderly. They're,
yep.
they're fucking demons, bro. Like, that. If I were to think of what a practical demon would be to me, you know, fuck the supernatural. Let's say that actually exists and is a thing. Those guys would be fucking demons.
Mm-hmm.
They prey on the weak and sick and elderly for money to fund their private jets, and they all do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's guys like that are very prevalent in the black community too.
Right.
It's you know, and that's that kind of thing being attached to religion is what's always made me at least take a step back. I'm not saying I don't believe in God. I'm not saying
right.
that I do. I believe in something. I do believe
yep.
that there is a connection to everybody. I do believe that, whether it's the will of the universe or whatever.
Right.
You know, I do believe in something. You know, I do believe in something. I just don't know what it is, and I acknowledge the fact that I don't know what the fuck it is. You know,
right.
I do sometimes I pray in my head to whoever it is or whatever it is.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
I think a lot of people do that. And that's my religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's my religion. And as much as Catholicism is about ritual and shit, there are principles from that being in that religion that I still carry to this day. And one of them was being generous with your home and your food and things like that. We always, you know, it was, to me, it was always about helping the less fortunate. And there's a lot of places that are like that, but not enough. So the majority of religion is just this oppressive, silly, ritualistic shit.
Yeah.
Which I'm not that's the part of religion that I've always shied away from. But that's what Kanye is bringing out. That's what this dude wants to be. He wants to be a church unto himself. He's been calling himself Jesus for years. How does nobody see the narcissism at play there?
Right. Well, that's terrifying. Didn't he just like start a school and like is actually charging kids to go to this school? Like, who the hell is sending their child to a school?
Not
like,
only did he start a school, he's trying to force his kids to go to his maniac school.
I mean, that's insane.
You want your fucking kid being taught by Kanye West now? In his mania? In his unmedicated glory? Fuck. And there's probably going to be at least a couple folks doing that, bro. That's the scariest to me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And he's even worse than the scam artist televangelist guys who are sucking up money too, because Kanye actually believes in the nonsense that he's spouting. Those guys don't fucking believe that.
Right.
They'll say literally anything for fucking money, those guys.
Yeah.
But Kanye's got money. He doesn't care.
Right. Right.
He doesn't fucking care. He's such a maniac. This whole God thing, and I'm not going to lie, there's actually a song, I think not from this last gospel album shit that he did, but there's a song from the album before that was like really gaudy that wasn't a bad song at all. You know, it's not like he can't make music, but he doesn't want to make music. He said that his whole fucking career. He said, I have so much more to offer than just music, you know? But the dude has come to a point where he has somehow decided in his brain, and it's a decision he won't go back on, that everything he says is genius. Everything he does is genius because it comes
right.
from him.
Yeah.
But that's not true. It's not true. Have you seen this motherfucker's sneakers, dude? They are the ugliest fucking things I have ever seen. Even the regular ass old Yeezys, I thought they were ugly as fuck. They have this big chunky heel that looks retarded. Like it's just his sneakers are dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's been whining and complaining. He's been whining and complaining about not being able to sell shoes for half
right.
of his fucking career. He's a mess. This dude is a mess. And White Lives Matter is just fuel on the fucking fire.
It's crazy. I just don't understand. Like, there's one thing about, like, you know, if somebody's just trying to, like, be out there and controversial, but I don't even think that's his play at this point. Like you said, I think he's believing everything he's saying, which is even worse.
Yeah, he's out of his fucking mind. He really is. Like there's no question about that. The guy opened a school run by his curriculum. Now think about what I'm saying to you for a second. Kanye West's curriculum. What the fuck does that look like, bro?
I can't even
begin to imagine what kind of shit he'd be trying to pump into those kids' heads, because he's been saying for years that he doesn't read books, and he keeps reminding us that he's that stupid.
Yep. Oh yeah.
He still keeps saying, oh, I don't read books. There's nothing for me in books. Bro, that's how we pass information on to each other, the written word.
Right.
For generations. Even now, if you want to learn something, what do? You go to the internet, you look it up, and you read the fucking results. Reading is fundamental.
That it is, my friend. I think I posted a reading is fun thing on Twitter today, because I was watching this fucking clip of Donald Trump Jr. fucking going off the rails like an idiot. He meant to say, because he probably doesn't know the word, but he was supposed to say the tenets of the Democratic Party, and he said tenants as in like residents. And I was like, oh, my God, fucking guy does not even know the English language.
Well, he was trying to say tenet, tenet, T-E-N-E-T, tenet,
right.
Like a tenet of a religion, tenet. Yeah.
Right.
And he said tenet. Of course he did. Tenet.
And in my head, I'm like, he probably doesn't know that the word is tenet.
No, he doesn't know, yeah.
Right. And I was just like,
he does not.
People.
You know, that's – and his dad – while I would never call Donald Trump smart, I would say that he has a kind of low cunning, like, you know, the kind of like weasels, you know,
right,
like that
right.
kind of like, you know, the predatory, but still bitch ass,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's, well, I actually I do want to finish up talking about Kanye for a second, but the Donald Trump Jr. thing, I actually follow him, and it's hilarious. He is – the dude is so fucking coked up. Like, it's not – it's so obvious. Like, the comments, all of the comments are about him being on coke, all of them.
Oh my God.
You have to scroll for like 2 hours before you see a comment that isn't talking about him. high on coke all the time.
Nice.
It's fucking hilarious, and he's just so dumb, bro. He's so dumb,
yeah.
And he's still trying to get daddy's attention, and it's sad. It's so fucking sad. But Kanye's White Lives Matter is, I'm going to, I'm probably going to talk about that one for, you know, a while. And by a while, I mean like over the course of the next few weeks, I may bring that up again on Facebook. That to me is Kanye telling the black community that he's done with them. Unless
yeah.
they come to him, unless they come with him. And another thing I was going to say earlier is he has like this gospel group around him understand, other than money, why black people would want to be around this dude. He keeps finding black people that are willing to co-sign his fucking insane God bullshit. Like, I guess he's paying well. He's got to be paying well.
He must be. I don't get it, but he must be.
He's got to be paying well, man, because, like, he's just unhinged. He's fucking
yep.
unhinged. And feeding the particular fire that he's feeding with that White Lives Matter shirt is, it's irresponsible at best. I just hope that the black community can take a look at him. And I've seen some voices, like, on Twitter and stuff that are looking at him like, this dude is not with us no more. Like, we don't.
Right.
We got to get rid of him, you know. Like, we got to kick him out the group. They're trying to uninvite Kanye from the barbecue, you know. Okay, so this is what he does. This is a timeline. He wears the White Lives Matter shirt, which, dude, I mean, does anybody question, do you ever wake up thinking, oh, man, when will White Lives Matter someday? Has that thought ever occurred to you when you wake up in the morning?
That thought has never crossed my mind.
So you've never woke up and just thought, man, you know, what? My race is so oppressed. I just don't.
No, I have never. I've never worried about that.
Honey, oh man, I'm feeling so oppressed today as a white man. Just, I feel the weight of the 200 years of of being an overlord. The 300 years of being a slave master. It's just. Man, it's just really gotten to me.
See, we joke, but yet there's people who, like, after Trump got elected, were like, oh, this is a revolution of the white people. And it's like, but we've
yeah.
been in charge the whole time. Like, what are you talking about?
The white people are
just
so stupid because, like...
Because Obama was president for 8 years doesn't mean that all of a sudden white people were, like, shit on. The way black people have been shit on
no.
for 400 years.
No, but, you know, and that's, I think part of what feeds at least some of the racism in this country is that there are still people in the South who think that the South shouldn't have lost in the war.
Right.
You know, like
right.
they still legitimately think that in their head after
yeah.
hundreds of years. You know, there's still a sentiment of, you know, we were robbed, you know, we had our opportunities
yep.
taken away. We were, and I can't, like, I look at them and I'm like, you guys wanted to, this wasn't the main reason the war happened, the slavery aspect of it, but slavery being eliminated was definitely part of it. And you guys were on the side that wanted to keep slaves. You guys were on the side. I know I shouldn't be laughing at it, but it's absurd to me.
No. Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
You guys are on the side of enslaving human beings. I mean, how fucking ridiculous is that? And still, after all this time, you're still bitter about that loss.
Yep.
And you don't even have to believe what I'm saying because all you have to do is look at that American need to fly the Confederate flag. I shouldn't say American. The Southern need to fly that flag.
You can say American because when we were living in Connecticut, I mean, this is probably 3 years ago, maybe four. Yeah. My wife was working at a museum in Connecticut. And again, Connecticut, for the most part, liberal state, like whatever. But
yeah, predominantly white liberal state.
Right. But there was a section where she worked, and she looked across the street one day, and there were like hordes of people flying Confederate flags in a parking lot.
Oh my fucking Christ! In Connecticut,
like on a Saturday afternoon in Connecticut. And it's just like, what, like, I don't know what the explanation is of, like, why people would feel the need to congregate and fly their fucking Confederate, like, why do you even have, like you said, Southern, that's why I said American, I'm like, why do you have that many Confederate flags in one place anywhere,
Why are they still being produced?
Right.
We ban Nazi imagery, you know, Germany.
Yep.
Germany goes real hard on people flouting Nazi shit, you know, like they're like, not only are we done with that, we wish it never happened. Like we don't like Germany is a whole different place now.
Yep.
But they've banned that shit. Why are we still allowing traitorous people to fly their shit?
Right.
Freedom of speech. Yeah. I get it. But that's only applied based on who's in office, you know?
Yep.
But for someone to think that white lives in this country would ever be endangered is madness to me.
I was saying, like, what happened while Obama was in charge that made you think, like, wow, we're losing our foothold? Like what happened? I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. And that's, I think the reason I'm angry about the White Lives Matter shirt the most is because I thought maybe there was still a shred of some kind of decency in that dude, you know, that despite all this weird, I mean, cause bro, his behavior is not, it's not like he's never, this dude has been exhibiting bizarre behavior for a very, very, very long time. And it comes and it goes. And just the shit that he was doing, like even before this, like he went back to bitching about nobody wanting to work with him again, and which he did, you know, that's one of the things that he used to do a lot. He's like, oh, nobody wants to give me my own shoe. Nobody, Nike doesn't want to do this. Like he's back to that petulance that people just don't want to let him do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
You know, all of that shit. And the shit that he was doing with his ex-wife, dude, like that, That's beyond sad. It was aggressive, and it's the kind of shit that I imagine Tom Cruise did to any of his exes. You know, keep constant tabs on them.
Right.
You know, and whenever they do something he didn't approve of, he would just launch at them. You know, that's not to say that Kim Kardashian wasn't being a hoe trotting her new man around her kids like that. That's not something I would fucking do either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the man that you decided to build a life with, which let's face it, I don't think there's any decision that Kim Kardashian has made that she'd probably stand behind 100% wherever the money is that she would just say, yeah, that's what I meant. You know?
Right.
When I look at Kim Kardashian, I don't necessarily think integrity. Let's put it that way.
Right. Yeah, I think that's fair.
but you know, going on trips around the world with this dude and bringing him around your kids when he's a fucking rebound, like that's bullshit. That's not classy. That's not a classy fucking thing to do at all. It's kind of a dick move, you know. I think it's a fucking dick move, but this dude has been off the rails. Huh?
I agree.
Yeah. He's been off the rails. He's been off the rails. And the fact that people are still paying attention to him, I think that's, he may be realizing like that's the only way he's going to stay relevant. You know what I mean? I think he really prefers his white audience over his black one.
I mean, I don't even know what the logic is.
Excuse me.
It's just bizarre.
I don't know, but it's bizarre, and it makes me sad more than anything because I do think the guy is very talented. I have enjoyed a good amount of his music, but man, he decided, I'm glad we're talking about this because this brings up something that I wanted to talk about weeks ago. So he did this interview that was pretty insane. And one of the things that he said, and this is what's most telling about this dude, is that when you're like really young, when you're like 3-4 years old or whatever, and you get up on a table and someone tells you not to do it, basically they're stifling your creativity and they're trying to change you in a way that's not who you are. And like he's positing this as, well, I'm not going to let anybody tell me what to do, but he's completely ignoring the fact that they're telling you not to jump off the fucking table because you're going to hurt yourself if you do it.
Right. They're not trying to suppress you. They're trying to protect you.
They're not trying to suppress who you are as a person. They're teaching you the tools you need to learn for life, which is what parents are supposed to do.
Right.
And when he said that, like, something clicked in my head, and I was like, this is a kid. This is a guy who really resents people telling him no. He really has an issue that hits him to his core for people telling him no. He doesn't know how to take someone's input and not treat it as a personal attack against him and who he feels he is, his identity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when he said that, I was like, this is a guy who can't say no, who can't have the words no said to him because it invalidates his very fucking existence when they do. How fuck is that, man?
Yeah, and you would think, like like you said, if you're like a 5-year-old and you don't understand why somebody is telling you shouldn't do something, then that's understandable. But I mean, the guy's like our age, basically. Like, at what point do you kind of step back and say, oh yeah, that's why they told me that?
Yeah. Yep. I know. It was such a bizarre example too, but I don't think it's one of those occasions where he misspoke. You know what I mean? I don't feel at all like it's an occasion where he wasn't getting his point across. And it makes sense if you look at his behavior. Like that analysis makes a lot of sense if you look at his behavior. Maybe his mama spoiled him. I don't know, man, but we're talking about him, so I guess part of what he's doing is working, you know?
on some level, he is correct, yeah.
You know, I would have rather have supported him, you know? I would have rather have been able to support him like I used to. But this motherfucker's out of control. Speaking of out of control. So, like I said, so I asked you earlier in the week, what's going on with, was it Antonio Brown, right? and Tom Brady and his wife. Because I saw an article. I didn't even read the whole article. I just saw that there was some static because, like, you know, Antonio did something disrespectful, and apparently Tom Brady had given him like his last shot or whatever. So tell me everything that you know.
Okay. Well, Antonio Brown. Let's start at the beginning and.
Yeah.
With Antonio.
Yeah, dude, give me everything. I don't, you know, start at the.
Brown was one of the best players in the NFL. He's a wide receiver. He's one of the best receivers in the NFL.
Right.
10 years. At some point, he started displaying some erratic behavior.
Okay.
And he was on Pittsburgh for most of his career, and then he wanted to get traded. So they were going to trade him to Buffalo, but then that kind of fell through. I don't know if he nixed that, or I think he nixed that. If they were going to trade him to Buffalo, and he said he didn't want to go to Buffalo. So he nixed that trade. And then he ended up going to another team, and he went to New England. This was when Tom Brady was still in New England.
Okay.
So Tom Brady basically – I mean, listen, he's only a player, but he's also Tom Brady. So he basically had to sign off on the trade because
right.
by that point, Brown was kind of getting a reputation as kind of like a little bit of a crazy person. Sorry, I hate to use that word. But
right. I'm not done.
That's kind of
did
a,
he have any kind of
right.
head injury or something?
He has had concussions.
Yeah.
So, you know, take that for what it's worth. Like, does that have anything to do with it? Are we going to find out 30 years from now he has CTE? Like, possibly. I don't know.
Probably.
Right. But
if you have that, if you have that many concussions, it's a definite possibility, but.
Right. So Tom Brady approved the trade, and, you know, Tom Brady was all about, like, you know, whatever's best for the team, and, you know, to kind of make sure that this goes well, I'm going to, like, let him live with me. So he let this dude, like, live in his house during the season.
So Antonio Brown was staying with Tom Brady.
Yes. Okay. Now, this was in New England. This is, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember. I think he got suspended for the rest of the season, and I'm drawing a blank on why he got suspended for the rest of the season. But he literally played one game for New England and then got suspended for the season. Jesus, I can't remember why he got suspended. But he must have done something off the rails. So anyway, but they had still forged this kind of friendship.
Right.
So the next season, so this was three years ago.
Did he have to kick Antonio out of his house?
I don't remember if he did or not. Like, I'm guessing he still stayed there during the season, but I'm not 100% sure on that, to be honest.
Okay.
But they were still close to the point where 2 years ago Tom Brady goes to Tampa, and basically the same kind of deal. Like, the Buccaneers were kind of interested in Antonio Brown, and Tom Brady was all about it. So apparently, you know, even though Brown had gotten suspended, like, they were still friends. He still liked him as a player
right.
and a guy and this and that. So the Bucs got Antonio Brown. So 2 years ago, Brady played with Brown again. They played the whole season together. They won the Super Bowl.
On the Bucs.
It was like
– on the Bucs.
It was – yes. It was sunshine and rainbows. Like, everything was great. So last season on the Bucs, I guess, you know, Brown was hurt for a while and he missed a few games. And it's really funny because I was actually at this game. They played the Jets at the last game of the season. And, you know, depending on what version of the story you believe, Brown was still hurt and the Bucs coaches were basically telling him to play anyway and stop being a pussy.
Nice.
So, sorry, what was that?
I said nice.
Right. So Brown literally, in the middle of the game, took off his jersey and left. Like, to the point
yeah.
where, like, he walked
actually,
off
I
the
actually
field.
Do know more about this than I thought, yeah. Okay, go on.
And it's really funny because, so I was sitting in, like, the nosebleeds. I didn't realize it was Antonio Brown. I thought it was, like, a fan that ran onto the field because there was just this dude
Wait,
in the end zone.
You were there for that? You were there when he did
yes.
that?
Yes, I was there when he did that. And
where were they playing? Where was the stadium?
It was here. It was MetLife.
MetLife, okay.
Yeah. So I thought it was like a dude that like jumped out of the crowd because all I see was this dude without a shirt like walking around like in the end zone. And I didn't realize that it was actually Antonio Brown. So come to find out that he had basically told them to go fuck themselves when they like demanded he played and he just like walked off and left. So this was
yeah.
in January of this year. So ever since then, then his story was that he was hurt, they wanted him to play, this and that. And, of course, their story was just that he was being a subordinate and he's just being problematic and this and that. So that was kind of where it was left. And, like, he would throw pot shots at the team and at Brady. And, like, all the people who defended Brady was like, dude, this guy took you into his house and basically
– yeah.
you know, let you have a job for 2 years, and now you're shitting on him. And, you know, Brown was saying, well, that Brady's the one that pulls the strings, and, you know, he threw me under the bus and this and that. So that's kind of been going on, like, behind the scenes for the last, you know, 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
But what happened last week was, you know, this news comes out about Tom and Giselle hiring divorce lawyers and this and that, and, you know,
yeah,
they're, like, kind of on
the
now.
The initial reports were that it was over, basically, Tom not retiring like he was supposed to and going back
right.
into football again.
Yep. So that's been, like, a bone of contention for them. So what Brown did last week, you know, amidst all these reports, is he posts a picture on Instagram of Giselle
hugging him.
Right. Yeah, of Giselle hugging him on the field after they won the Super Bowl.
On
the
clock, yep. Yep. I saw that picture,
And he said, like, he captioned it, like, put that shit on or something like that, which
all of a sudden it started this thing
of, like, okay, it's one thing to, like, you know, say Brady throwing you under the bus and this and that, but now you're, like, bring his wife and divorce into it. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, he then posted a picture. It was sort of like a take off that old, like, divorce children's book, like Daddy Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Oh, Jesus. That's a low blow.
But wait. He posted that, and then you see, like, a cartoon Tom Brady standing outside, like, leaving his house with his bags. And then you see a cartoon of Antonio Brown in the house, like, sitting at the table watching Tom Brady leave the house.
Yo, what? Yo!
And we all know what that implies.
Well,
yeah, we all know what the implication
out,
is there.
I actually saw, like, a mini documentary on Antonio Brown. It was probably a few weeks ago, at least, maybe even longer than that. But basically, what they were trying to say is that Antonio's behavior had changed after a certain concussion that he had, a certain head injury. Something happened, and they said after that, but he just hasn't been the same person, which.
Right.
You know, I don't think that's outside the realm of possibilities. All I'm going to say is I don't think that may necessarily not be the case either, you know?
Right. There's definitely a theory.
But that's fucking – see, I didn't – so, like, is she banging him or what? Like, is that actually going
– I mean, I wouldn't think so, but, I mean –
Yeah, you never know with everybody, though. Them celebrities get us some crazy shit.
He's trying to put something out there, and the fact that he was staying in the house for an extended period of time and this and that, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think she was banging him, but he's definitely trying to make it seem like they were.
Yeah.
I mean, and whether it's
that's
true
so
or not, that's just fucked up. I mean, like, they're not even, like, divorced yet, and he's, like, putting all this shit out there.
I mean, that is... Before you went into the further detail, I already thought that was fucked up. Like, I already, when you said, oh, he even just posting, like, a picture of some people saying, you
right.
know, daddy's
oh, my God. I gotta show you the picture. Like, it's so fucked up. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, just that, just the principle of that picture alone is fucking disrespectful as shit. But to then insert himself into the house.
I'm going to put you on speaker for like 2 minutes. I'm going to try to find this picture.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and mind you, by the way, he also, there was a story of him like 2 weeks ago, like exposing himself in a pool to some lady.
Yeah.
So he's definitely.
I know. All of that. Yeah, he's, I really think he's got some fucking brain damage or some shit. I really do believe that. Because that's just wild.
All right, hold on. I'm texting you the picture.
Okay. You sent it to me?
I did.
Through
I think
a text?
A Twitter
or...
link. Yeah, I texted it to you. It's a Twitter link. But you can see the picture
I got
on the text.
It. Dude, I am... I don't know what's going on, but I, like, never get your fucking text notifications. And I looked up
weird.
To see if I had them off, but I don't.
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
damn,
so that's the
son.
Yeah.
Yo. That's really good, though. That's like whoever made that is awesome.
I know, whoever his illustrator is does good work, but yeah.
No, that's fucking, you know, like, objectively, that's like a really good job. It's the most fucked up fucking picture you could, I mean, that's supposed to be your homeboy, yo. You can't be
right,
doing that shit. That's your whole fucking homeboy, my man. But, like, this is hilarious. I don't want to laugh at this, but it's just so fucking well done, man. Like, Brady's face is perfect. Whoever drew Brady's face is fucking amazing. Holy shit. Like, that's premium art style, bro. Give that artist some props.
Maybe Kanye did it.
Yeah, oh, God. No, there's not enough Jesus in it. Jesus fucking
yeah, but
Christ,
there's definitely credence to him having some sort of CTE or some other mental health issue or something.
Yeah, there's something going on with that dude, because, like, this is not the first case I've heard of somebody, like, Gary, this basically would happen to Gary Busey. Like, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
You know, he had that awful motorcycle accident, and since then that dude has been off the rails for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And he's just getting worse. Now I think he like sexually assaulted somebody.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude. You know, head injuries will fuck you up.
Oh yeah.
They'll fuck your shit all the way up. So Tom Brady, America's baby boy. I have friends. Actually, you know one of my friends, Trendon. He absolutely loves Tom Brady.
Oh, does he?
Oh, my God. But he's also a Mets fan, so what the fuck does he know? If you're still on that train, you know what I mean? Like, if you're 44 years old right now and you've been a Mets fan all your life, like, that, there's just no hope for you, bro.
I mean, I can't talk shit because I'm a Jets fan and they're actually worse than the Mets, but I understand what you're saying.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yeah, and actually, you actually tattooed that team's name on you.
I know.
I can't wait to
change their logo, if that's not bad enough.
They did change their logo?
Yeah.
I told you that was going to happen years ago, but the way I framed it was more like, what are you going to do when they you know, they get sold and their new name is like the Anaheim Arseholes or something. Like, then what?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, commitment is, you know, it's a, yeah, you can't talk shit. No, you're right.
I really can't.
You really can't talk shit, but we can say that you just have poor football choices when it comes to the teams, not the individuals though, because you're like a fantasy sports master, bro. You've always been good at that kind of shit, always.
Yeah.
Did I hear you right? Did you win your league this year?
I won a couple baseball leagues. Yeah.
Yeah.
My football team.
I'm sorry. A couple. Oh. A couple baseball leagues. I'm sorry.
How
are you talking about, like 10, 15?
No, no, I literally, I won two. I think I was in six leagues and I won two.
I can't believe you aren't watching, you haven't watched the league yet. It's fucking so up your alley, bro.
I know, I need to. But see, then I feel like I'd be like, then I feel like I'd be the asshole that's like, this isn't realistic enough.
No,
like, I feel like I would try to poke holes in it.
Well, that's part of the fun of it, man. Like, you could be a fantasy purist. It's okay. It's like funny enough, and like the fantasy football is what brings them there, and they have a lot of like of players as guests. Like every other episode has players that are in it. So I would venture to say that it's pretty accurate. I don't think you're going to find too much shit like that, because it's the guy who created it and wrote it. He's one of the characters. His name is Mark Duplass, and he was definitely a big fantasy football guy. Like, it comes straight from a player.
You know? Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
have to watch that at some point. I'm swearing. Even if you don't watch it until I actually physically see you, we'll watch a couple episodes next time I see you.
Okay.
I'll make you
do it. I'm down.
It's funny. One of the guys that's on that show is a guy named – is a comedian named Steve Ranazizzi. He was telling people for years that I think he was telling people that he got at, like, he escaped one of the World Trade Center towers or something like that.
Oh, God.
Which turned out to be bullshit. Yeah. He was like, he actually had to do like an apology to a lot of people for that.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Like, why would you claim that, bro? Like, that's so
crazy.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, that's definitely out there. But yeah, no, I've seen some of the guys. I like John LaJoie.
Oh, yeah. Well, John LaJoie is fantastic. I don't know if you know who Jason Mantzoukas is, but he's a fucking madman, and he's probably one of the most hilarious characters on that show, and it's also the fuck is that guy's name? Oh, Nick Kroll is on it, and I actually fucking love Nick Kroll, so it's good for me.
Yep.
Plus, his dad is played by Jeff Goldblum, and who doesn't love that creepy fuck Jeff Goldblum?
Nice.
Yeah, I know a few people that have like worked on like really professional Hollywood sets and shit like that. I know makeup artists and like gaffers and shit like that. I don't know any actual stars, but I know people who've been around them. And, everybody has said that Jeff Goldblum has to come with a handler because he really likes to touch ladies and places that.
Oh God, really?
Yeah, yeah. So very handsy guy. And to be honest with you, that doesn't it doesn't not make sense. You know, I can see it.
Right.
You know, I don't know why he needs to do that because women just throw themselves at him, but he's apparently a very touchy fellow.
Touchy-feely, yeah.
I feel like just everybody that we've ever known in any entertainment capacity is just a giant creep, I think.
It's a little handsy, yeah. Yeah.
Every like literally everyone, it like every male celebrity of any kind is apparently a giant
right.
piece of shit.
More or less.
Well, I mean, and I'm not saying I disagree with that either. I'm not sitting here trying to say like, oh, you know, oh, the Me Too movement has gone too far or any such nonsense.
Right.
I'm not saying that. It just seems like every
right.
guy who's ever been on any screen anywhere that has a penis is just a complete douche.
Well, see, you say on screen or behind the scenes for that matter, any producer,
yeah,
director, you know, they're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They're not.
No, they're not. Honestly, the guys that you see walking down the street are probably not immune either. I think it's just men. I think it's just men.
Guys
That's
in
what
general.
It is.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, just men. No, you're right. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It's just fucking men. How long have we been doing this? What are we on for?
A little over an hour. Hour 20.
A little over an hour. Okay, we can call it here if you want. That's not a bad place to stop.
All
we
right.
have I put everything on for 120 minutes, so 2 hours, just in case, because that's the maximum amount of time we have. So I'm gonna fucking
yeah.
take that if I can, you know.
Okay,
I'm taking
that. Works.
I'm paying for it.
Hell yeah.
What was the other thing? It's a proclivity, whatever the fuck we feel like. There was something? Nope. It went out of my head. I never wrote it down. I have so many ideas, and it's hard to write them down sometimes because they don't last very long in my head.
I hear you. We are getting old, my friend. It's funny, I do the same with Armand will call me about something, and then, like, if I don't answer, I'll call him back, like, 10 minutes later. I'm like, what's up? And he's like, oh, I have no idea what I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, no, it's gone. It's gone. I'm the same way.
So, yeah, I do that all the time. Yep.
I mean, there was something I wanted to ask you about Armand, but I forgot. One quick thing before we go.
Okay.
I'm just gonna read the note that I wrote to myself, and maybe we can both laugh at how clumsy it is.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm looking through lesbian porn videos because as a single middle-aged man with pretty much the same sex drive he's had since he was 15, I go to what I like and know is going to do the trick.
Fair enough.
Cranking off is very much stress relief. For me, and I'm sure a lot of other people. So I go to the mainstream places because, you know, my particular proclivities are not wild. Like, I'm not looking
gotcha.
For prolapse porn or, you know, I don't go to blacked. It's just, I don't have anything against it. It's just not my thing.
Right.
I don't like to see dicks in general. That's not
right.
my thing. I just don't. Like, I'll watch, like, a straight porn sometimes, but I just go to lesbian porn. That's my go-to. It always works.
Yep.
It's a relief to not see dicks that aren't mine going in and out of these people. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, just straight porn is a little boring to me because I just, like, even if I could imagine myself as the dude in there, like, I'm not. I'm not feeling that.
Right.
I'm not in there.
Right.
There's too much reality for me in straight porn. That's not me.
I feel you.
That's not me. But, you know, so I don't seek out, like, shit porn and ball torture or anything like that. So I come across this video entitled Adra Fox and Maddie O'Reilly Baseball. So I know one of those porn stars. I know Adra Fox, and I know she's fucking gorgeous and likes to have sex. So I check it out. So I know it'll be at least half good because I know one of the porn stars. And the baseball thing, not necessarily a draw, but I like scenarios. I like build-ups. You know what
right.
I mean? I
okay.
like to see maybe two girls. But have you ever seen porn stars play any sports in any of their videos? Like, they're all so bad at it. It's just comical.
I don't recall, but, yeah, I can only imagine how.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen, like, a tennis, somebody, like.
Yeah, something like that. Right.
There's got to be at least one setup in the thousands upon thousands.
Yeah, usually they're just holding the tennis glove or the golf. Right.
The golf glove.
They're just holding it because they're so bad at wielding it. Yeah.
It's like a big joke, and you know, it's
right.
It's really just like a nonsense. And they're not even like wearing real uniforms or anything. They're just like, what do we have that looks like a tennis outfit? And then just slap it on these poor broads and, you know, make them fall around a ball and shit like that. So I'm like, okay, baseball.
Right.
You know, I asked my penis, and my penis was like, yeah, let's see what happens, you know. So I click on the –
yeah.
Yeah, it's like – and I'm like, I look at it, and I'm like, what's it, baseball? And he's like, yeah, sure, let's see. We'll give it a shot. So, you know, and if a dick had readable body language, which I guess it kind of does, I would say that it was listening with cautious interest. So I opened the video. It shows these two hot ass girls in some kind of like lazily put together golf gear. Golf.
Right.
Okay, they're wearing golf
gear. Baseball.
Keep in mind, the title of the video was baseball.
Right.
So, and, you know, I see tennis outfits. So I'm like, okay. I don't know what they're doing. I see golf outfits. So I'm like, I don't know what they're doing. But then they had their clubs. I think it was they had their clubs out in front of them in a straight line with the head farthest from them. And they were laying on their stomachs with their hands pointing towards the clubs. I don't know if you can picture this, but it's really bizarre to look at.
Wait, so say this again. So
it's really
the clubs.
So the girls are face down on the ground, fully clothed, with their hands together pointed in front of them on the ground. And their golf clubs are in front of them laying lengthwise outwards with the head facing the farthest away from them. So I don't know if they're like both supposed to be stretching at the same time.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself, like, where could this possibly go? And then it cuts to them starting to have sex with each other immediately.
Okay.
No, it wasn't okay. It was not okay.
Because there's no buildup.
My penis was like, okay, baseball whores. Like, let's see what we got. And then then the video starts, and it's not baseball whores.
Golf
whores who don't know how to play, and there's no fucking buildup whatsoever. How did they go from lying on the ground in some alien position to, like, worship their golf club to, like, right on the bed half-clothed? The transition was too jarring for me, Michael. Too jarring.
Yeah, I hear you. No, I'm intrigued. I don't know. I don't have a good explanation for you. See, I was gonna say now that you think about it, I do remember one. God, I can't remember who was in it, but like they were playing pool, and it was like, I bet you if I make this shot, like kind of thing. Yeah, I've seen those. So yeah, there's definitely something funny.
It's the same stuff, though. Because what you're talking about is like maybe like a 2-minute intro sequence tops.
Yeah.
You know, and in that time, you see the players hitting the eight ball into another color. Like, they're not using the cue ball. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, it's this is not nothing about that is real. And they let you know that because nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. It looks like they're using the butt end of the stick. Like, they just don't know what they're doing, bro. They, like, get up on the table to do, like, a behind-the-back shot for something that's sitting 2 inches in front of them. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny that sometimes I laugh my erection away. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know what to do.
I know. But, yeah, I don't have any explanation for the A, the non-transition, and B, the description of it being.
I mean, I'm just saying that my penis was a little disappointed, is all I'm saying, because it was, like I said, it was like, okay, let's see where this could go. Let's see what a baseball lesbian hookup could look like. And then you present me with two chicks on a tennis court looking at their golf clubs.
Yeah, I could see how your penis would be a little bit underwhelmed.
I mean, the penis was okay, you know. I mean, it was fine. It was just I was a little put out, you know. I was a little upset. You know, they tell you, your parents are like, oh, we'll go get ice cream. It's, you know, they got like peanut butter, vanilla or whatever. And it's like you get there and it's like a half scoop of fucking Italian ices. Oh, that's all we have. It's
right.
You know, I like Italian ices. Don't get me wrong.
But you were
expecting. But if I'm going there,
yeah.
I was expecting. That's right.
I feel
you. That's right. You know, I think. You know what it is, Mick? I think we have to come to the realization that we need to be the art we want. You know what I mean? We have to create the art.
Is that what it is?
That we want to see. Yeah, yeah. That's what I think. I think we should embrace the idea that nothing's ever going to be perfect for us, so we have to make it that way, you know?
Right.
We have to. So what do you think? Maybe 2 weeks we start filming on it? What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it popping.
Dude, imagine if at 44 years old we started a porn business. Could you imagine? Your wife is gone, by the way. She's gone. Yeah, you're divorced.
Oh yeah, she's 100% gone.
Yeah. No, she and rightly so. Let's face it, rightly so.
Well, that's why it would be funnier though if I just like turned to her one day and was like, babe, me and Mike are gonna start a porn production company, so I love you and all, but I gotta follow my heart here.
Could you fucking imagine, bro? That's not a decision that you want. I need to be there for that conversation. I need to see that shit go down, even as a joke. You know what I mean? Like we could prank her with that. I would just love to see the expression on her face.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that would be interesting.
That would be the best thing in the world. And she would probably believe you if it was me. She'd probably be like, I can see why Mike would do that. Yeah, probably.
Like, you might be right about that.
All right, Holmes. Let's call that a day. Nice show.
Okay.
Let's pick Thursday for next week around the similar time. Let me know if anything changes. Okay.
All right, cool. All right, man.
All right, brother. Talk to you. Bye.
All right, later.